One of the greatest joys of going to theater is seeing a premiere. New plays are always on the horizon, and you never know when we're going to get the next Edward Albee or, dare I say, William Shakespeare. Well, here in Cincinnati, we have an organization that's been working on presenting new works by local and regional playwrights. And joining me in the studio is one of the co-founders of the Lab Theater, Elizabeth Harris. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Hello. Thank you.
Now, Elizabeth, tell us a little bit about the founding and history of the Lab Theater.
So Cincinnati Lab Theater is devoted to developing new works and promoting established and emerging playwrights. We started 5 years ago. This is our fifth producing season. And we started with the intention of we don't want to just do shows. We want to create something. And then ultimately, it ended up turning into us giving back to the theater community by giving these opportunities to develop these new works for people.
Now, you produce basically in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
You have been producing festivals of new works.
Yes.
You recently completed your festival of two fully mounted productions and two staged readings.
Yes, that's correct. We had four shows total, one written by Valletta Anderson, who is an Atlanta-based playwright, directed by Daryl Harris, who is a wonderful local director. We also had a show written by Heather Meyer. It's called The Hired Man and directed by Jason Podbleski. And so these are our fully mounted productions. And so what we do is we spend 4 weeks rehearsing and workshopping. So these plays have never been fully produced. They've had some stage readings, but they've never been fully produced. So the hope is that once they get in the hands of directors and actors, it'll help the playwright grow the new work into its next phase, its next level. And then the staged readings that we do, these have never had stage readings. They've never had performances. So we do a short little workshop with those and then perform so that, again, the playwright can take it to its next step.
Of course, not only are you giving playwrights the opportunity to have their works heard and produced, you're also giving actors and directors an opportunity to work on completely brand new scripts.
Yes, it's really, really exciting. One of our actors said to me, our DeAndre Smith, he said, this is what's really exciting because we are helping to shape this play from the ground up. We're the first actors who actually got to touch it and move it forward and bring these characters to life. So it's really a really exciting process.
And of course, the themes and styles all range greatly.
Right. Medusa and You, written by Valletta, it is a very stylistic piece. It's about two mixed-race couples living in parallel universes, and their son gets killed by a police officer. He's an unarmed African-American, gets killed by a police officer. But it's a very stylized piece, a lot of movement, a lot of sound. But then The Hired Man is a very realistic piece. It's about a ranch out west. So yeah, we have lots of different styles, lots of different themes. And so that's what makes it fun, I think.
The one that intrigued me was the second reading piece, and that is Four Horses.
Yes.
Which is a bit of a comedy.
Yes. Yeah. It's a dark comedy. It's a lot of fun. It's written by a local playwright, and it's about Death dies. So the Four Horsemen, they're looking to find someone to replace Death. So that takes us into a lot of what ifs, a lot of fun what ifs.
Now, you've also produced for the Fringe Festival.
Yes.
And your Fringe Festival piece from the 2017 festival, mm-hmm. you're actually taking to Edinburgh this year.
Actually, the one that we're taking to Edinburgh was one of our fully staged shows that we did in 2017. It's called Lead Thespian, and it's written by Jason Podbleski, who is directing Hired Man. So, yeah, we're taking that one. I originally worked on that piece for the first stage reading that we did, and I liked it so much and thought that it had so much possibilities and potential that when we were looking for shows last year for our 2017 season, I said, let's do this one. It has music. We call it the open mic musical. And we had never done anything with music before. It's also a dark comedy. about sexual depravity and murder and lies, but it's still a comedy. So we decided that after we did it, the audience response was so good and we felt so positive about it that we thought, you know what? Let's take it to a bigger market, because that's what The Fringe in Edinburgh is about, getting your show to a bigger market so people can see it. And because of the time constraints, we did have to make some revisions and cut some things out. But yeah, we're ready to go. We're taking it.
Now, you mentioned we. I should bring to the forefront that you are doing this in conjunction with two other local actor-directors.
Yes. We are co-artistic directors. Myself, Bob Allen, who is a local actor-director, and then Brian Behrens, who is a local actor. And then we also have Alexa Glazer, who is a local actress, and she does a lot of our marketing and social media work for us.
Now, how do you go about finding new plays or are new plays being submitted to you? What is the process?
So in the past, in our first couple of seasons, well, we started with one of my new works is what we started with, called Daughter of War. But then we had people just say, hey, I hear you're doing this thing. Would you work on my play? So then last year, we actually set up a submission process. I think we only got 10 submissions last year. This year, we got over 40 submissions, and we got submissions from all around the country. Our playwrights this year are from Atlanta, LA, Minneapolis, and then we have a local playwright. So we take the plays, we read them, we rank them, and then we meet.
Now, of course, if a play is submitted 1 year and isn't necessarily picked up for that particular festival, it doesn't mean that it's out of the running in the future.
No, not at all. We actually encourage our playwrights that submit to revise, to resubmit, or if they have something else that they would like to submit. We've actually started this year a mentor program, and I'm actually working with a local playwright right now. He just graduated with his master's in jazz from CCM, and we really enjoyed his play, so we're mentoring him with his play in hopes that he will resubmit it for next year.
Adding in the mentoring and workshops and all like that, what are some of the things you hope to do in the future for new playwrights and new plays?
Right now, we're simply doing summer. We would like to expand our season to do more throughout the season. And we would also like to start including young playwrights, so high school level playwrights. So not only in the festival would we have our workshop series, our staged readings, but then we would have a series simply for young playwrights. And so that's where we'd like to go next in developing new plays.
Currently, your performances are being presented at the Clifton Performance Theater on Ludlow Avenue.
Yes.
Is that your designated home for the time being?
For the time being, yeah. We love the space. It's very intimate. We can rehearse there. We can perform there. So we don't have to find another space for rehearsal. That's always a challenge. And the atmosphere in the Clifton area is very lively. It's very artistic. If you've ever been to Clifton Performance Theater, you know, right where it is, everybody always says, oh, it's in the old Sitwells. So it's a great location for what we do. And we're right here in the middle of Cincinnati.
Who are some of the actors you've gotten involved with the presentations you've been doing?
Leah Strasser, who works for Clifton Performance, Carter Bratton, Burgess Bird, DeAndre Smith. We've had tons of great local talent, Becca Howell. And then we've had some great directors too. Aaron Carr and Lauren Carr have both directed for us. So we have a lot of really incredible local talent that is excited to work on new works. That's something that I'm really discovering is a fun thing, is that people do want to do this. They want to help develop new works. They find it really exciting.
So I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Elizabeth Harris, one of the co-artistic directors of Cincinnati Lab Theater. For more information on Cincinnati Lab Theater, be sure to check our website. We'll link you to their website. You can find out what they're doing and how the festival went. Elizabeth, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jim.
For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.